Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
How you going, Dar? You good?
Oh, no.
What's going on, Dar?
Hey, babe.
You call people babes a lot.
I babe people a lot. I've been babing since the late 90s.
You have.
And in 2021, I don't know, could be deemed inappropriate workplace behaviour by me because I don't know if you're allowed to have affectionate terms for work colleagues anymore.
I can't do anything in 2021 anymore.
It feels like
it. Yeah.
Also, I think that me calling everyone in the office babe is not super creepy. It's not as creepy as like a senior person in the organization calling somebody sweet cheeks. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, does that still happen?
Hello? Are you reading the story in front of you?
No, I've seen the story. Yeah, I know. So, I thought I meant more here. Does it happen here? Does anyone know?
In this actual office?
Anyone?
We've got heaps of creeps in this office.
Do we?
Yeah. Jimmy loves like...
Oh, don't name and shame him.
Public enemy number one. He would be loving this. He would be proud to be the office creep. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The reason that we're talking about it, office pet names, is this dude in the UK, Mike Hartley. I mean, he lost his gig and he worked at a funeral parlour, bless, because he was calling the women in the office love, chick, honey, and then he took it too far when he called one of the girls Rachie Boobies.
Yeah, that's where you kind of draw the line there, Mike. Rachie Boobies.
But even love, like, hey, love. See, when I feel like as a woman, if I say it to, say, Hayley, who's one of our producers, hey, love, hey, babe, hey, lovely, it's kind of all cool, but then you do it, Gaundy.
Hayley, jump on air with us. Hi, Hayley.
Hello.
How are you, love?
See? Creepy. Hey, Hayley.
Hey, Maz.
Hey, love.
Hey, love.
See? Not weird.
It's not weird.
But it's weird from a guy to a girl. And then if you said that to producer Matt, although you guys bro down all the time. So
hey,
that,
Maddie.
Hey, baby.
How are you, doll? You good?
Yes, no for me.
Maddie Boobies.
But so this guy, though, he's claiming reverse Me Too, right?
Yeah, which is, oh, mate, just calm down.
Because he's claiming that calling someone mate or lad is acceptable.
He's saying if I call, so this is the guy. He's like, if I'm saying chick, honey, babe, sweetheart, love,
it's the same as going
hey, mate, or one of the lads.
Yep.
And the judge, because this went to court, Mike did some other things that we won't mention on air that weren't awesome involving skirts. Mm-hmm. But the judge said, you're wrong. It's not the same. Mate and lad is not a quote unquote pet name. It's more of a nickname. So mate and lad is fine. Love, honey, chick, babe, Rachie Boobies, all pet names not appropriate in the workplace.
Look, 131060, work pet names. Is it still a thing? Does it happen? Do you get called love? Do you get called Darl?
Or are you someone, if you work in an office environment and right now that might be online in your Zoom calls, are you, you know, are you babying everybody like I do? Have you been pulled up for it by a senior person at your workplace?
We used to work with a guy that we both know who used to get around calling everyone pussycats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, pussycats.
Hey, pussycats.
Yeah, but he had this kind of like...
And I'd go, ooh, don't know about that
one. He had this like older brother vibe. So it wasn't like...
But this is the thing with these older people. That's sort of what they grew up with, you know.
Yes.
They do that.
It's old school.
It is a bit old school.
Hey, pussycats.
Hey, pussycats.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hayley.
Hey, pussycat. Hey. No?
I can't even. I don't know if I can do it.
Come on. No. Come on, Gordon. You can say it. Just be creepy for a sec. Go on. Do it.
Hey, pussycat.